no matter who you are, no matter where you've been, and no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill. Today is the 8th day of July. Welcome, everyone. First and foremost, thank you for all of the birthday wishes. They were so kind and so thoughtful. Thank you very much. I love you all and feel very blessed and honored to be here. So thank you for those of you who took the time. It meant a lot to me. Yesterday was the Daily Audio Bible Long Walk. I hope that you got out and got alone with your Creator in creation. And maybe even some of you will make this a regular practice of part of your day. So thank you all for participating and sharing your journeys with us, those of you that did. And what a beautiful thing to see all over the globe. Today we continue in the book of 2 Kings and 2 Chronicles. Today we'll read the 15th chapter of 2 Kings, and then we'll read the 26th chapter of 2 Chronicles. This week we are reading the Evangelical Heritage Version, 2 Kings chapter 15. In the 27th year of Jeroboam, king of Israel, Azariah, son of Amaziah, king of Judah, became king. He was 16 years old when he became king, and he ruled for 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jechaliah from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, like everything that his father Amaziah had done. But the high places were still not removed. The people were still offering sacrifices and burning incense there at the high places. Then the Lord afflicted the king so that he had leprosy until the day of his death. So he lived in a quarantined house, and Jotham, the king's son, was in charge of the palace and administered justice for the people of the land. As for the rest of Azariah's acts and everything he did, are they not written in the annals of the kings of Judah? Azariah rested with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David. Then his son Jotham became king in his place. In the 38th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Zechariah, son of Jeroboam, ruled as king over Israel in Samaria for 6 months. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord, just as his fathers had done. He did not turn from the sins which Jeroboam, son of Nebat, caused Israel to commit. Shalom, son of Jabesh, conspired against him. He struck him down in front of the people and killed him. Then he became king in his place. As for the rest of Zechariah's acts, you can find them written in the annals of the kings of Israel. This was the word of the Lord which he had spoken to Jehu. 4 generations of your sons will sit on the throne of Israel. And this is what happened. Shalom, son of Jabesh, became king in the 39th year of Uzziah, king of Judah, and he ruled for 1 month in Samaria. Then Menahem, son of Gadai, from Tirzah, went up to Samaria. He struck down Shalom, son of Jabesh, in Samaria, and killed him. Then he became king in his place. The rest of Shalom's acts, including the conspiracy he led, you can find written in the annals of the kings of Israel. Then Menahem, starting from Tirzah, attacked Tipsah, and all the people who were in it and its territory. Because they did not open their gates to him, he attacked it and cut open every pregnant woman. In the 39th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Menahem, son of Gadai, became king over Israel in Samaria and ruled for 10 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. All his days he did not turn from the sins which Jeroboam, son of Nebat, caused Israel to commit. Pul, king of Assyria, came against the land, and Menahem gave Pul 1,000 talents of silver for supporting him and strengthening his hold over the kingdom. Menahem exacted the silver from Israel from every wealthy man, 50 shekels from each man to give to the king of Assyria. Then the king of Assyria left. He did not remain in the land. As for the rest of Menahem's acts and everything he did, are they not written in the annals of the kings of Israel? Menahem rested with his fathers. Then his son Pekahiah became king in his place. In the 15th year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekahiah, son of Menahem, became king over Israel in Samaria for 2 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not turn from the sins which Jeroboam, son of Nebat, caused Israel to commit. Nebekah, son of Remaliah, his military advisor, conspired against him and struck him down in the fortified part of the king's palace in Samaria, along with Argob and Arai. 50 men from Gilead were with Pekah when he killed Pekahiah and became king in his place. As for the rest of Pekahiah's acts and everything he did, you can find them written in the annals of the kings of Israel. In the 52nd year of Azariah, king of Judah, Pekah, son of Ramallah, became king over Israel in Samaria and ruled for 20 years. He did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not turn from the sins which Jeroboam, son of Nebat, caused Israel to commit. In the days of Pekah, king of Israel, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came and took Ijon, Abel-Beth-Maacah, Genoa, Kadesh, Hazor, Gilead, and Galilee, all the land of Naphtali. He exiled them to Assyria. Then Hoshea, son of Elah, conspired against Pekah, son of Remaliah. He struck him down and killed him. Then he became king in his place in the 22nd year of Jotham, son of Uzziah. As for the rest of Pekah's acts and everything he did, you can find them written in the annals of the kings of Israel. In the 2nd year of Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, Jotham, son of Uzziah, king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he ruled for 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, like everything that his father Uzziah had done. But the high places were still not removed. The people were still offering sacrifices and burning incense on the high places. He built the upper gate for the house of the Lord. As for the rest of Jotham's acts, the things he did, are they not written in the annals of the kings of Judah? In those days, the Lord began to send Rezin, son of Aram, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, against Judah. Jotham rested with his fathers, and he was buried with his fathers in the city of his father David. Then his son Ahaz became king in his place. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. All the people of Judah took Uzziah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father, Amaziah. He was the one who built Elath and restored it to Judah after King Amaziah rested with his fathers. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king, and he ruled in Jerusalem for 52 years. His mother's name was Jechaliah from Jerusalem. He did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, like everything that his father Amaziah had done. He continued to seek God throughout the days of Zechariah, who trained him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God made him prosper. He went out and waged war against the Philistines. He broke down the wall of Gath, the wall of Javna, and the wall of Ashdod. He built cities in the territory of Ashdod and among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines, against the Arabs, who lived in Gur Baal, and against the Munites. The Ammonites paid tribute to Uzziah. His reputation spread as far as the border of Egypt because he had become very strong. Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate, at the valley gate, and at the angle, and he fortified them. He built towers in the wilderness. He dug many cisterns because he had large herds both in the Shephelah and on the plains. He also had farmers and vineyard workers in the highlands and in the fertile lands because he loved the soil. Uzziah had an army, well trained and ready for war, organized in divisions based on the numbers from the census taken by Jeiel, the secretary, and Maaseiah, the officer, under the direction of Hananiah, one of the king's officials. The total number of the leading fathers who led the powerful warriors was 2,600. Under their command, there was a strong army of 307,500 men, able to wage war as a very powerful force to help the king against the enemy. Uzziah supplied the whole army with shields, spears, helmets, coats of mail, bows and stones for slingshots. In Jerusalem, he made war machines produced by clever inventors to be mounted on the towers and at the corners to shoot arrows and hurl large stones. His reputation spread far and wide because he received marvelous help until he was strong. But when he had grown powerful, the pride in his heart led to his destruction. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God. He entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Azariah the priest went in after him. He was followed by 80 priests of the Lord, brave men. They confronted King Uzziah and said to him, "It is not right for you, Uzziah, to burn incense to the Lord. That is for the priests, the sons of Aaron, who are consecrated to burn incense. Get out of the sanctuary because you have been unfaithful. This action will not result in any praise for you from the Lord God." Uzziah became angry. He had a censer for burning incense in his hand. When he became angry with the priests, leprosy broke out on his forehead in the presence of the priests, beside the altar of incense in the house of the Lord. When Azariah, the head priest, and all the other priests looked at him, they immediately realized he had leprosy on his forehead. They rushed him out of there. He himself also was in a hurry to leave because the Lord had struck him. King Uzziah remained a leper until the day of his death. He lived in a quarantined house because he was a leper. He was excluded from the house of the Lord. Jotham, his son, was in charge of the palace of the king and administered justice for the people of the land. The rest of the acts of Uzziah, from first to last, were recorded by Isaiah, son of Amoz, the prophet. Uzziah rested with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the burial field that belonged to the kings because, they said, "He is a leper." His son Jotham ruled as king in his place. As we read the scriptures and go through the rapid fire introduction of the kings, we look for those one-line sentences to show us the character that tells us everything we need to know about the leadership of the kings that ruled Israel and Judah during this time. In our reading in 2 Chronicles today, we learn of Uzziah, the king of Judah, and very plainly we read, "But when he had grown powerful, the pride in his heart led to his destruction. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God." These are very telling sentences about the leadership of each king, and it's important to understand that when they do evil in the sight of God, when they blatantly disobey, they are leading an entire people into that same disobedience. And it can take literally generations for that one leader to come back that lives in the fear of God, that obeys his word, that keeps his command, that knows what is good and what is evil, and turns from evil and does good. And we can get it so confused. We can get it so backwards if we do not know the difference. So as we hear today, I hope that we have eyes to see and ears to really hear what God speaks to our hearts. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this time together in your word. I pray that we would have the wisdom to understand that nothing good can come of the pride that we hold on to, and our need to be right, and our need to do things in our own way. We are bringing destruction on to our own selves and those around us. May we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to receive all that which you long to do in us. May we turn and surrender to your ways. This I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base, that is the website, that is the free app. That's the new app 2.0. If you haven't played around on the little playground of the new app, please do so. Lots of brand new things there. Some new swag, new daily audio Bible swag. We have failed to even mention it adequately, but there's some new t-shirt gear. Get yourself a campfire candle. There are so many things. If I started mentioning them, I would have to keep going. Get yourself a journal, some Blackwing pencils. They write like a stick of butter gliding on a hot griddle. Check out the store, check out the community section, check out the videos, the entry videos of all of the books of the Bible, check out the music. It's very interactive and it's very user-friendly, so we hope that you'll check it out. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you for each and every partnership. We could not do this without you. We are grateful. We do not have to. If you're giving by mail, DAB, P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174, or if you are utilizing the app, the Give icon up at the top right-hand section. And lastly, look for Give on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share with the community what you believe God has answered through the prayers of this community, several different ways for you to do so. 800-583-2164, that is the number for chronological. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle button up at the top right-ish section. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, hit the little red microphone again. Hit the chronological icon underneath it to ensure that it gets to the right place. That's it for me today. We'll turn the page together tomorrow. We begin the book of Isaiah together tomorrow. Until then, love one another.
Hello, DABC family. This is Mark, the baby doctor from Dayton, Ohio. Jennifer in Texas. I'm just asking that the Lord would just send his host of angels around your home, around your vehicles, around you and your husband, and protect you from this attack, which sounds like the enemy is just wreaking havoc on your home and your life. We bind him in the name of Jesus. I pray that your husband's truck has been fixed, that his spider bites have healed without infection, and you would experience no more breakdowns in Jesus' name. And someone else called in, did not leave a name. You have a friend who is needing some financial assistance and you've helped them before and you don't feel the Lord leading you to help them any further. I'm just asking that the Lord would give you the proper words, the strength in this conversation, that there would be others that might come into your friend's life to guide and direct him or her as they need to get financially back in shape. These are very difficult when you do have the means, but you sense the Lord is telling you something different. I've been there and I understand this. In John in Texas, I ask the Lord to heal your injured arm quickly, that you've already seen the doctor for this probably. I know you're a tool worker, so I want you to be healed soon so you can get back to what you need to do. The Lord heals the most serious diseases and our minor afflictions in the name of Jesus. And Kim from Kentucky, I heard your question or comment to me. I am a neonatologist, retired about 3 years ago. And as a pediatrician, we are sort of soulmates.
Hello, everybody. Terry from Toledo. Happy 4th of July. Today's the 4th of July. And I was listening to the podcast, and a dear woman called about her friend and how her friend desperately needs money, and the Lord is telling her to let him take care of her. I did the same thing with my stepson about a year ago. We had helped him in the past and helped him in the past and helped him in the past, and I prayed about it, and I just really felt the Lord do the exact same thing. Let me handle it. And I just want to encourage you, He handled it so well. And my son has done a complete turnaround in his faith. And he is all in with God. And God is blessing him richly. And I just want to say, do what the Lord tells you to do, and he will give you the courage. It was so hard for me not to do something, but I just kept praying to the Lord and asking for strength. So Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now, Lord. You gave me the strength to keep out of it, and I know that you will give this woman strength to keep out of it as well. Help her to see, Lord, that your provision is going to be so much better than her provision, because then she will look to you for her strength and her hope and her joy instead of her friend. And I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a wonderful day. See you on the 7th for our long walk. God bless you all. Bye.
This is Victorious and Grateful in the beautiful rolling hills of Northwest Missouri. And I wanted to call and pray for a couple of the dabbers that I've heard. A note that I had from quite a while back. I'm sorry I'm so late. But Teresa from California, first-time caller, called in about the loss of her Aunt Jessica and her two children. And I just want you to know, Teresa, that we have been lifting you in prayer continually since that time you called in. And we pray for you and your family, and the family of Aunt Jessica, that you feel God's presence, that her family feels the Lord's presence and comfort in these difficult days ahead. I also want to congratulate Megumi from Indonesia on just singing praise for the job that God sent to you. I meant to call in when you called over a month ago and were concerned about the situation with your home property, and I didn't get that called in, but since then, oh glory to God and praise for the job that he sent to you. I firmly believe, Megumi, that this is due to your faith and devotion and heart for truth and honesty and for the prayers offered by us, by all of us, your DAB family. Oh, praise him. Thank you, Father. I did. I dropped to my knees in thanks when I heard this. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, dear Jesus and Father God. In Jesus' name, and thank you. We love you. Amen.
I'm calling to encourage the sister whose prayer was broadcast on July 6, timestamp 2535. Sister, you are tired of living with an angry spouse for 30 years, and I don't blame you. That's a long time to walk on eggshells. I want you to know, sister, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not you. You could be the best, most loving, prayerful wife, and it will not change what's happening inside of him, because it's not you. He's wrestling with himself. Maybe he's wrestling with the Lord, but whatever it is, it's not you, and it's not your fault. But you can continue to pray for him, and I will too. I read a book long ago called The Dance of Anger, and I learned that when someone like that is angry all the time, and when they behave in an angry way, they dance a certain way, and your reaction is always the same. It's like you're dancing the same way every time. But if you change your behavior, your reaction to his anger, and you change the steps of your dance, then the dance is no longer the same. So I encourage you to get counseling to find out how you can change how you react and what you say to him, how you can change the steps of your dance. And I think that will help you. I am with you. I am going to pray for you every day. And remember, Jesus loves you. He doesn't want you to walk on eggshells either. He is your defense. He is your the rock. He is your strong tower. He is there for you every time, which I know you know that because you've been living it for 30 years. God bless you, sister. I love you.